afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near.
Peace be with you. Good morning, everyone. It is a pleasure to be with you on this beautiful Sunday across time and space with Rosedale United Church. Rosedale United Church and the community that it stands on is on the traditional land of the Huron-Wendat, the Seneca, and most recently, the Mississaugas of the New Credit. We give thanks for all the stewards of this land and strive to work in right relations with all our relations. Rosedale United Church is also an affirming congregation, meaning that we celebrate the lives, families, and identities of all people, including those in the LGBTQ community. You are welcome here. We celebrate our Summer of Psalms series with week 3 as we dive into more of the wisdom that ancient traditions have given us over the millennia. Before we begin, however, I invite our colleague and lead minister, Reverend Dr. Kristen Phillipson, to lead us in opening prayer.
Good morning. I want to welcome you and invite you to open your heart and open your mind to the divine spirit that moves in and around you as we join together in our opening prayer. Let us pray. Send your spirit upon this day, O God. Touch us with the flames of your love. Stir us with the power of your word. Keep us strong in faith and grounded in truth. Then send us out in the power of your Spirit to share the love of Jesus with everyone. Amen.
Kingdom come, your
Our reading today is a selection from Psalm 86, verses 11 to 17. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. I give thanks to you, O God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the insolent rise up against me. A band of ruffians seek my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O God, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the child of your serving girl. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame. Because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Thus ends our reading. Thanks be to God. There's a saying that I learned from some of my teacher friends over the years. Teaching is the process of telling smaller and smaller lies. It's a cynical concept, I know, but when we think about it, it makes sense. When we're children, for example, we're taught that yellow and red make orange, and blue and red make purple, and blue and yellow make green. And that's all we really need to know. Don't ask about pink, gray is a different subject, but our worldview is complete. We're good. Over time, however, we're shown just how small and incomplete that worldview actually is. We're taught by artists and scientists how light refractions and reflections create brilliant hues, that black is not really a color, it's just the absence of other colors. And we're taught all of these complicated concepts around physics and how eyes work to create something just a little bit more complicated than blue and yellow make green. We're given the opportunity to make things more and more complicated, and eventually the cycle continues when our children ask, what makes the sky blue, or why is grass green? We give very simple answers. The first time I realized that my teachers didn't tell me the whole truth, I was indignant. They lied to me, I thought. They concealed it from me. They didn't want me to know this. Why would they hide this truth from me? The answer, quite frankly, is that children aren't able to grasp super complicated ideas of prisms and light refracting. It's just not how our brains develop. We gotta start small in order to get big. And so this is where we end up. Just like how children can't grasp astrophysics or ancient Sumerian right off the bat, we start small and we grow large. This is the feeling that I get when we dive into our psalm for the day. The narrator of the psalm is different from David. King David is the author, but he is rich and mighty and powerful, and many scholars suggest that the narrator he creates the psalm out of is maybe closer to the little David that we knew with the whole slingshot business. He's poor. He's oppressed. But he's pious. A man who follows God and simply wants to follow God to the end of time and love God and serve God and praise God and all of God's teachings. And if God could smite an enemy or two along the way, that would be great. But, you know, on God's time. Teach me your way, O God, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. Teach me your way, holiest of holies. Teach me the undeniable capital T, truth, that I can use to be better than the others and to defeat my enemies. A slight paraphrase. Now, I was a teacher's pet in school, and I know apple polishing when I see it. Oh, great teacher, this narrator is saying, you are so smart and wonderful, and I just want to learn everything from you that I can. And I know that the others in this class aren't as nice as me, or as smart as me, or as good as me, but I love you, teacher, and I want to learn all I can from you because I am smart and kind and can do it. They're not as determined to learn from you, but I am. God has already given us several of the big T truths to work with as God's students. God is everlasting love, unconditional and freely given to everyone. Jewish tradition shows God as one that will answer prayers and interact with God's people. God is a God of the people, the God that seeks justice, that resists evil. In the Christian tradition, God sent God's Son, Jesus, to remind us of how we can love and serve others and to defeat death for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again, we say every communion. And the Holy Spirit moves through us all as we work towards the kingdom of heaven. God doesn't lie about these truths. God did not deny us these truths or thought that we could not understand them. So I don't think of God as the one that says, you'll learn why the grass is green later. But I still believe that God is revealing new truths to us every day. God is constantly revealing new realities for us to work with, as we are always learning and growing. We are all always students of the great teacher. When we were children, we believed in childish things. As we grew, we realized that the world is not all black and white. It's not all just primary colors mixed together. The world gets more and more complicated every day, more nuanced and detailed. We become more complicated every day, more nuanced and more detailed. God reveals to us our moments when we stumble, reveals that maybe we should forgive our neighbor or our enemy. Maybe we shouldn't call for the holiest of holies, the source of love, to smite those who upset us. Something our psalm narrator hasn't quite learned yet. Maybe we should do more to fight for justice. Maybe, just maybe, we don't know everything. Teach me your way, O God, that I may walk in your truth. The journey is long, and the obstacles seem bigger each passing day. It's more complicated than we can comprehend. But God is there in each and every moment, in each and every path we take, reminding us of the lessons we have learned from God. God loves us, each and every single one of us. That love will never change. It will never diminish. It will never pause, even for a moment. That the Spirit moves through us all the time, right now. It continues to move through us all as we grow in faith. And Christ is present in our lives. As we learn about ourselves, learn about each other, each and every day. Teach me your way, O God, that I may walk in your truth. For God is gracious and wonderful, and God amazes us at every turn and teaches us about ourselves every day. God reveals to us how complicated and beloved we are. Maybe we learn that we do enjoy country music, or pottery, or sushi, new things to us every time. Or maybe we have a knack for an instrument or a language. Maybe God teaches us as well that we can be over-defensive or tactless or quick to judge others. Maybe, just maybe, God teaches us yet again that despite our moments of humanity when we want our enemies to turn to dust and we're not our best selves and no one is their best self all the time, that we're still worthy of love. That our worth isn't determined by how many times we praise God or glorify God's name. That our worth is indeed dependent on us being a human being on this planet and nothing more. That is all that we need. That is all that matters. And it's more than enough. The biggest truths that we learn from God are not about the secrets of the cosmos, but the inner workings of our spirits. Through prayer, through hard work, through the desire to listen to God as God teaches us God's ways. I look forward to seeing how we're all gonna grow. God is quick to love, slow to anger, and always teaching us about ourselves. Remember that whenever we sing of the Eternal Teacher, remember that we are always God's students. Class is in session. Amen.
Thank you, dear Lord, for music to inspire us as we go along. Thank you for bringing us all here together to share in the wondered, oh, beautiful song. Thank you, dear Lord, for friendship to fill us with radiance within. Touch every heart with the magic of harmony. Thank you, our Father, again. Kuli, kuli, mazai shmoli, un lai tevi sarga Dios, lit patis misumam kuli siena chupa iratias. Guli, guli, mazai shmoli. Thank you for it.